what is on today's agenda? Guild Caravan is due this evening. I think I'll have the girls take care of inventorying that one. After all, they could use a break from the wilds. But I'll have to review the work tomorrow. Add that one to my notes. Now what else? Yes. I was supposed to have a meeting with one of the town elders. But if I recall, that one was canceled. Moved a week or two out. Some sort of festival preparations, I believe. And what else? Oh, yes. That's right. My special guest. She should arrive any moment now. That seems to be all I've got on the agenda. Plenty of time to entertain myself. It always delights me how many strange and fortuitous occurrences have come to pass ever since I put myself on this path. That must be her now. You may enter. My. You truly are a respectful young lady, aren't you? How kind of you to arrive early. I can't tell you how many people waste my time and keep me waiting. Did my aide treat you with respect when she presented my invitation? She seemed a bit intimidating. Oh no, there's no need to feel that way. She is merely professional. But perhaps later, you'll get to meet her and her sister properly. They're quite lovely once you get to chat with them. I take it that you had no problem finding my home. After all, it does stick out like a sore thumb, doesn't it? You didn't? Good. Come, take a seat at my table. Tell me something. Do you think that it's gauche to build a home in the middle of a town that looks like none of the surrounding architecture? You don't? Interesting. I've had many tell me they found it strange. I wonder if you feel that way because you are an outsider like myself. It seems like most of the town is outsiders. You are correct, in a way. But my situation's a little different, and I suspect that yours is as well. We'll get to that, though. Do you know why I built my home this way? For the comforts of home. That is correct. Being so far from home, surrounded by people that don't share the culture I grew up with, it becomes lonely. I surround myself in these comforts to remind myself of where I came from. Such things ease the difficulty of traipsing across the world. Why not acclimate to the surroundings? A very reasonable suggestion. I suppose I would if I settled in one place for a long time. I imagine if you stayed in this town long enough, you would simply adopt their way of living, speaking, and dressing. 'Tis only natural. People don't want to be alone, and the easiest way to do that is to be like those around you, at least to some degree. Did I have a point in all this? I'm merely learning about you, my dear. I am curious about you. I want to understand you. By the way, if you desire, you are welcome to the tea on the table. I had it made fresh in anticipation of your arrival. Don't be shy. There you go. How is it? It's good. Oh, that makes me so happy to hear. This particular blend is from my home country, across the ocean. It is terribly hard to get a hold of, but I keep myself a small supply of it, magically preserved for special occasions, such as this one. Don't get me wrong, this land has its own delightful blends for tea, but nothing beats the taste of home. On that note, do you mind if I partake of my pipe? It is a terrible habit, I know, but it's one that I can't seem to shake. Not a problem. Wonderful. I packed it before your arrival, but I thought better than lighting it before asking. I'm glad I did, considering how courteous you've been to me. Such relief. Is the tobacco from my home as well? Sadly, no. It has been quite some time since I've been able to get my hands on it. But the taste around here is pleasant in its own ways. I did make sure to teach one of my attendants how to shred it just right for me. Oh, but I'm glad you seem to be at ease. Some people are always on edge when talking to me. And talking to Aurelia helped. Oh, she is a lovely young lady, isn't she? She didn't seem that young. Compared to me, she's still a child, my dear. As are you. Oh, you may be an adult, but you haven't lived the lifetimes that I have. I have rambled quite a bit, haven't I? I do suppose that a proper introduction is in order. I am Lady Hisame, owner of the Seven Winds Trading Guild. It is a pleasure to meet you. Now, I am of the understanding that you don't even know your own name, so don't feel pressed to provide an introduction of your own. I don't know how much Aurelia told you of me, but I more or less run the show in Summerfield. At least for the time being, this is my domain. I have brought profitability and protection to this town and its surroundings. I've done things that the various kingdoms wish they had done before I moved in. Oh, they've tried desperately to support the other villages nearby, but they're still mere villages. Not like Summerfield became. Oh, but of course, that isn't solely due to my efforts. The locals are hardworking, and their town was perfectly positioned for this. What brought me out here? Why, I run a trading guild. Surely the answer is obvious. It seems like there's more than just that. More, she says. Would give it away. Oh, it was what I said about the comforts of home. I suppose you're thinking to yourself, couldn't I simply ply my trade my home country and enjoy everything I'm missing? Clever. I knew you were one to keep an eye on. Nobody ever questions me. They're scared of me. Or perhaps my story simply makes enough sense to not dig deeper. 'Tis true, for certain. I could simply have stayed home and been quite successful. After all, I did build my trading company there in the first place. But no, I'm here for other reasons. didn't want to know. I suppose. No, it couldn't hurt to tell you. After all, it's not like any of them are particularly untoward. This land is rich in mana, suffused to its very core. My own land pales in comparison to the magical density of this one. I want to understand why. Is it a natural occurrence? Or is there something else at play? I have been scouring this continent for knowledge. Artifacts. There is something that unsettles me. I have watched this world for so very long now. I have seen the energy of my home fade slowly away. Perhaps there's something we did. And if it was, what was it? Could we prevent it from happening here? Could the flow of mana be rebalanced? Or is that power lost forever? But there's something else strange at play. People like you, and like Maya. That's right, those devoid of mana. That phenomenon is a relatively recent event, in the grand scheme of things. She is one reason I came to this town. I was made aware of her existence, and so I arrived to watch her and study her. And now you have shown up as well. Very curious. Oh, I do wonder, where did you come from? Your attire, your mannerisms, they're so strange and out of place. And for all of my travels, I can't quite pin down where you came from. Not that you can satisfy my curiosity either. At least, not in your current state. As for the other reason, that one is much more personal. I'm searching my son. There was an incident far, far in the past. His power was sealed, and he was driven from our homeland. I haven't seen him since. I know he lives. We don't die easy. I know in my heart. The Trading Guild is an excuse. An excuse to travel the world and to leave my mark on it while I search for him. As I said, none of my reasons is something to be worried about. No, I am simply a lonely old fox chasing after ghosts of the past. How old am I? If I told you that I have walked this realm for over 1,000 years. That would be akin to you sitting at the foot of a mountain and gazing at the peak. My dear, you need not think of such things. Am I a goddess? Certainly not. I suppose then you have heard tales of the divinities that walk amongst the mortals. In my homeland, my kind is sometimes revered as such, but we're simply immortals, or at the very least, very, very long-lived. I do believe at this point, I may be the oldest one alive. There's no records of Kitsune that have been around longer. Death comes to claim us all eventually, but for us, age never seems to be a problem. Why? Who knows? Who knows? Blessed by the gods? Or maybe there's simply a more scientific reason. This reminds me. Oh, once upon a time, I used to try and hide my age with magic. make myself appear to be younger. Oh, I was so vain and embarrassed the first day that I saw lines in my eyes. You think I'm plenty attractive as it is? My, aren't you quite the charmer? That is exactly the reason that I stopped keeping it up. Letting myself show my true age and the depth of experience that I have. It resulted in me being taken more serious. And not to mention, I do believe there's a certain attractiveness to older women and men. There's a turn of phrase often used for attractive older gentlemen. Sometimes, the younger girls will refer to them as a silver fox. But I certainly see no reason why that can't work both ways. Especially given them a kitsune. No, there are certain joys in life that can only be visited upon you by an older, more experienced woman. Would you agree? After all, Aurelia certainly worked her magic on you. How do I know about that? Oh, please. I have eyes and ears everywhere. Now, don't be embarrassed. There's nothing to be ashamed about. I can tell that there's a longing desire within you. I imagine you at least thought about it when you met Sala for the first time, didn't you? Oh, that is what I thought. Such an honest girl. Oh, you know, being honest with an older woman will get you quite far with them. Do keep that in mind. Treat us with respect and honesty, and all the finest things in life will come your way. What am I getting at? I told you that I have a special interest in you. And there's something that you have that Maya can't offer me. Given what you did with Aurelia, it wouldn't be that much more of a stretch either. What do I want from you? Oh, that is simple. I want to fuck you. How cute. You completely froze up. Are you not used to having someone make such advances at you? I don't know where you came from, or what you remember, but you will find that the people of this land are voracious. It is a common occurrence to proposition each other for sex, if you have even the vaguest interest. Didn't Sawa take a pass at you as well? No. What a shame. I suppose you need to only give it time. But for now, why not enjoy my charms? A young lady like you surely enjoys a heavy pair of breasts. Yes. Look at them. You may reach out and touch me. I don't mind. That's right. They feel so good, don't they? Imagine all the things that I can do to you. All the things that I can do for you. What am I after? I suppose I can be direct. I want you to come inside of me. I want you to get me pregnant. Oh, the look on your face. You're special, and I'm infinitely curious. That's right. I'm curious about something that only you can help me with. I want to know of your unique traits are passed on to your offspring if you're mating with someone who has mana flowing through them. Or if you can even have children with them at all. Of course, in a perfect world, you'd also put your dick in Maya so that I could find out what the result would be of two manaless individuals mating. But I can't make that decision for her, nor would I if I could. I sound a little unhinged. Ah, perhaps. But when you've been alive as long as I have, you simply don't care anymore. For me, 9 months would pass in the blink of an eye. Of course, if you do agree, the child would be well cared for. You needn't worry about that. So, what do you say? Yes, that's what I... Wait, what? No. Really? But why? You'd rather get to know me more first. You are so delightfully pure, aren't you? Fine. I can't force you. You're not completely against it. What can you? I see. You did say you'd like to get to know me more first, after all. Well, I can still show you my charms, and we can still have a little fun. And then maybe later, you'll feel a bit better about my selfish little requests. Then in that case, I am all too happy to indulge you. After all, I've got all the time in the world. I can wait for you to feel comfortable. With that said, though, you do keep staring at my breasts. I'd imagine that grabbing them wasn't enough for you. Why don't I show you what I can do with them? With my hands. With my breasts, with my mouth and tongue. Even if you won't get to experience my pussy today, I've got plenty to offer you. Now, if you've got no more objections, then why don't you come sit on the edge of the table for me and let an old lady have her fun? Yes, yes, just climb right over. You needn't worry about selling my home. I'll have it cleaned later. There, there. Come to mommy. Oh, good girl. I'll take care of all of your needs. Now let's get these trousers off of you. I like what I see. You must really need some relief. All you did was touch my breasts, and you're already this hard. It's not just because of my breasts. Then do you tell? What is it? Is it the way I talk to you? Is it the way that I tease you? Or are you just that thirsty for the touch of an older woman? You don't need to answer. It doesn't matter now. All that matters is me taking care of this thick, hard cock that's twitching eagerly in front of me. I'm so excited. Sure, the girls do let me play with them every once in a while, but this... this is something to treasure. The scent, the pre-cum dripping from the tip. May I? Delicious. Are you sure you don't want to fuck me instead? Fine, fine. Your loss. Can't set and dry. Either way, I'll still enjoy myself. And I suspect that you will too. Oh, the way you moan for me. Good girl. I guess I can reward you with more than just my mouth. of my soft, warm breasts. That look on your face. You must be in heaven already, aren't you? Then why don't you give yourself up? Let me take care of you. Relax and trust yourself to my touch, to my mouth, and I'll make you feel things that you haven't even dreamed of. Good girl. You worked so hard for me. Come down here. Let me reward you. Such a sweet taste. The joys of youth. You know, you've really set this old fox's heart on fire. I do hope you'll come back and satisfy my curiosity. I know. I'm being a bit pushy with it, aren't I? When you get to my age, and when you know what you want, well, it becomes hard to not pursue it with every ounce of your being. Not to mention, I am used to getting what I want. But you put on a good show. You entertained my selfish requests, to some degree. There really isn't a single bit of magical energy in you, is there? In any case, I feel like I should reward you. You've been practically running around since you made it into town, haven't you? And that's what I thought. I can smell it on you. Don't be embarrassed. The scent of being busy and active, it's appealing in its own way. It's far different from someone wallowing in their filth. I enjoy that sort of thing. Maybe it's just me being in touch with the more animalistic side of my species. Now about that reward, I do believe that you could use a little comfort and relaxation. You're surely not urgently needed elsewhere, yes? That's what I thought. Then you can simply stay with me for the rest of the day. I can delegate my remaining tasks. I can have my servants prepare a meal for us. And we can just stay here in the sitting room. Perfect. Clean up first. Oh, certainly not. I like you exactly the way you are. The scent of your sweat and the cum on your body. It's heavenly. Now come. Sit on mommy's lap. Good girl. What do I have in mind? Oh, I want to spoil you, my dear. I want to wrap you up my tails and cuddle with you. I told you, I'm going to show you all the charms that only an older woman can offer. But more than that, the charms that only an older kitsune can offer. Just imagine my soft, warm body pressed against yours, my heaving breast squished into your chest, and then my 9 fluffy tails slipping around your body, wrapping you up in them, embracing you, trapping you inside a warm ball of fluff. Just the two of us. Oh, doesn't that sound absolutely heavenly? Wonderful. Then I shall do exactly that. Let me take care of everything. Listen up for me. Let yourself just relax in my arms. Let my tails go where they please. Mm-hmm. 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 as if you were a doll. There you go. We'll stay right here. You can lose yourself in my arms and my tails. I want you to think of nothing else but me, my body, and my fluffy tails. At least for the night, I want you to belong to me. Open your mouth wide for me, my dear. Good. Your lips taste so good. Your tongue. You're such a good girl. You like that? The feeling of my tail is teasing you. Good. Good. Then I won't let up. I'll use my tails and take you right to heaven. Lose yourself in them. Lose yourself in me. You're gripping me so tightly. Good. I like to be wanted. You don't need to be afraid of me or intimidated by me. I just want to enjoy you. I just want to take care of you. And you worked so hard to satisfy me. Yeah. Oh, you're so precious. So fortunate if you get to enjoy me like this. And there's something wrong against me. You can go at your own pace. This is for you to enjoy yourself. If it's sensitive, then go slow. Alright. Good. I can feel your pre-cum going down my thighs. Getting all messy and sticky. God, yes. Oh, you're panting and moaning so much. Are you going to come already? Oh, the joys of youth. You have so much built up inside of you. It's alright. Come for me. Come between mommy's thighs. Good. Shoot it all out. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. You've made such a mess of me. Is that the last of your energy? That's all right. We don't need to apologize, my dear. All we need to do is rest. Stay here in my arms. Close your eyes. Let my soft, fluffy tails, my gentle voice, and my wet kisses lull you to sleep. See you in the morning.